This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Love it or hate it, it's pumpkin spice everything season. I have a friend who grinds her teeth every time the pumpkin spice comes out at her favorite coffee shop. Another who can't wait for the pumpkin spice creamer and sends her husband to buy as many as a husband is willing to do. About 3 bottles worth. I happen to love pumpkin spice for the season. I make pumpkin dessert, pumpkin pie, roast pumpkin seeds. I don't carve pumpkins anymore, but if you do, get the smooth kind, or it can get pretty gnarly with a knife. Speaking of gnarly, the lumpy bumpy cucurbita are my favorite. That's the genus for all those fruits. No, they are technically not vegetables. Carnival and turban are my favorites, and they're tasty too. Oh, and Blue Hubbard and Red Cinderella. Ooh, and there's an heirloom pumpkin that's either ugly or elegant. Your call. Gelus de Sines pumpkin is pink and shaped like a wheel of cheese covered with beige scars or bumps that resemble peanuts, but are actually caused by sugar in the skin. When cooked, the flesh is sweet and very smooth. In France, it's traditionally used for soups and sauces, but it's also delicious fried in butter. The pumpkins weigh 15 to 25 pounds and keep for months, both form and function. I have video on my website of the ones at my place of work. So cool. I also have links to recipes for these beauties after they've been displayed. As long as the squirrels don't get to them, you don't cut them open and put a candle in them, the cucurbitas should stay fresh into November. Check out GardenBite.com and, of course, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.